This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Still full of turkey. We're going to try it again. Okay. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I think sometimes that's the problem. Adam, could you quiet down a little bit? I'm trying to sleep. Many among you are sick and weak and asleep. Wake up! This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We should be excited about every day He's given us. You know, my mother's aunt lived to be 107. My mom said, I want to beat her. At one point she said, I want to die the day before I turn 100 because the taxes get to be a mess at that point. I don't know what she wants, but we're ready to be there any day when that happens. But she is thankful for every day. And she stood up fighting back tears as we sang Happy Birthday. And she said, I'm thankful for my children. But I think she said a little bit more for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But she said, because they are the future. I guess we're too far gone because we're too old to change it. But she was thankful and said, that's the future. That's the hope that we have. Because the Lord has made this day for me and for you, we can have hope. Amen? Man, hope is defined in the Bible as an eager expectation that good is coming your way. Oh, amen. Good is coming your way. Now, I was reading an article, and it said many people suffer from hope deferred. I thought, oh my goodness, what is that? Basically, it says your hope has been dashed to pieces and you no longer have it. But I'm here to tell you, it is time to get back your hope that God is about to bring your way. He's going to bring a breakthrough if you haven't experienced that. We want more in 24 this year. I said I want each and every one of you to desire a spiritual awakening this year. What does that look like? It is going to be different for each one of you. Husbands and wives, it will look different for each one of you. Children and parents, it will look different for each one of you. But man, it's going to be very difficult to find that spiritual awakening. Woe is me. Woe is me in the ground I walk on. We have to lift our eyes up. The scripture I read this morning. Sorry, let me get back to it. Lift up your eyes all around and see. And then it says, then you shall see and become radiant. And your heart, oh my goodness, what does that say? And your heart shall swell with joy. Not just be filled with it, but swell. That means grow with joy. I can't help but be loud today because I am excited for God's Word. I am excited for who and what He is. And I'm excited what He's doing. I'm excited for the potential that I have through Him and His work. Hope is mentioned well over 100 times, depending on your version of the Bible, anywhere from 120 to 180 in different versions. Hope is mentioned well over 100 times. Then why, as Christians, do we suffer from hope deferred? My hope has been dashed to pieces. Why did you allow that? How did you allow that? I'm not saying there aren't circumstances that will cause certain things. But I'm saying that we have to be vigilant. And we have to be on the watch. The problem is one of two things. And I want you to listen carefully. The problem, if we suffer from hope deferred, is one of two things, or worse yet, both. Number one, our position. Number one, our position. And number two, our purpose. We spend so much time focusing on our fears. Oh, woe is me. The disciples, Jesus, do you not care? There's this big storm and you're napping in the boat. We focus so much on our fears. As we enter the Advent season, we have to look for that hope. We have to look at the other weeks. Hope, peace, joy, and love. And two things. We are to have this. Today, I have hope. Oh my goodness, guess what I can do when I have it? I can give it away to Adonijah. Thank you, Adonijah, for receiving that. But, now don't take it from me this time, Adonijah. But if I have hope and I give him hope, and he stands like this, that gift falls on the ground. It is wasted. It is not utilized. That is our position and purpose. Our position must be one of openness. To what? To receive that gift. We're to have hope, peace, joy, and love. And we are to be and give hope, peace, joy, and love to others. Those that are Christians and those that are not. I am to have hope through Jesus Christ. And I am to share that hope with others through Jesus Christ. Our position, if we're not open to receiving the gift of hope, then that's our failure to submit and to focus. I have to submit to God to receive the gift of hope. I have to submit to Him and be open to that. And I have to focus and say, oh my goodness, in the past I wasn't even recognizing that as a sign of hope. So we have to focus as well. If that is a failure to submit and focus if our position is not open. Number two, purpose. If we're not opening ourselves up to giving the gift of hope, then that's a failure to commit and obey God's word. You understand where we're coming from? I have to be in a position to receive it, and then I have to have a purpose to give it to others. I want to be hope to other people. I can take my past experiences, as bad as they were, as tough as they were, and I can use those as a gift to help other people through it, or to know what to expect, and to know when we grieve, you might as well take the watch off and take the clocks down, because there's no time frame on that. I can tell people, don't let somebody put a time frame on your grieving. Don't let them tell you, it's time to move on. It's time to move on when you choose to move on. But I'm telling you, you've got to be aware of what God wants you to do as well. Because he may be telling you it's time to move on. When God speaks, it's time to listen. Now turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Romans chapter 5. And I'm sure you're wondering, goodness, where is the Christmas story? Anything like that? Well, it's hope. And I read that. Arise, shine, for the light has come. And I'll ask us in just a minute to replace that word light with hope. Arise, shine, for the hope has come. Now in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 5, it talks about faith triumphing, being triumphant in trouble. And it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, hang on, church, there's more. It says not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Has it been a while since you gloried in tribulations? Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character. And character produces hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now, I love this. When we talk about this is the day which the Lord has made, we will rejoice. It doesn't just stop there. Says we will rejoice and be glad, what? In it. Throughout the day, we will rejoice because he's made this day. And we will be glad in it. For we have hope. Could you imagine trying to go through your tribulations with no hope? Some of you may do that every now and then. I tried to do it on my own. Rejoice in hope. And verse 5, hope does not what? Disappoint. Now turn over a few pages or wherever to Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25. Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25. And I love verses like this. It says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. You see, this kind of hope isn't the, oh, I'm wishing. Oh, I hope I get a new car for Christmas. Oh, your kids, I hope I get a new car for whatever. I hope I get a whatever. This isn't the wishing kind of hope. This is the hope that says, man, I have confidence in this hope. It's a hope that says, I'm sure of this. Now, I think when I read this verse, it says, why do we hope for what we see? In Bible study a couple weeks ago, Pastor Eric was talking about loving our neighbor and who is our neighbor and who are they and who are we? Are we all one big thing? And I read the thing that said, also love your enemy. Dang it. I've got to love them too. Well, who are they and who are we? So is it we against them or is it all of us? Oh, no. Then the realization set in. God, are you telling me I have to love everyone? But it says, why do you love the lovable? Even evil people can love the lovable, but it's loving the unlovable that makes it tough. It's hoping for those things that we do not see, that we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Advent is a season of expectation. The upcoming birth of our Savior Jesus Christ is what we get to celebrate. We eagerly wait. So now, let's go back to our original scripture from Advent and change that word light to hope. Arise, shine, for the hope has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Church, the Bible, this thing right here that we have to get to know, has so many promises. But I love this verse. It says, arise, shine, for the hope has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It is on you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord will arise over you. Guess what I have now? I've got some hope. The Lord will rise over me in the darkness. Oh my goodness. I've opened myself up. I have this. My partner in crime is left. Dale, I can now give you hope for today and for tomorrow. And then Dale can take this and say, Jim, you now have hope for today and tomorrow. And then Jim takes it and gives it to Fred, and so on and so forth. And we can now pass that on, church. We can pass this gift on. I love to just smash that and break it all into pieces and go, but this can't be broken. Now, where it can be broken, like I said, is if we're not open to it and somebody passes on hope to us and we stand there like this and we simply let it fall on the ground and we walk away. Or I received that gift. Go ahead, think back to your childhood or think back to your children, how many gifts have been given and there it sat, unused. But this gift can be passed along any day. It can be sent along. And again, this isn't the wishing hope. Oh, I wish this would come to pass. This is the hope that is confident that it is coming to pass. Hang on, I said it earlier. Let me find it real quick. Hope deferred. Man, my hope is dashed to pieces. I don't want us to be a church filled with people who have hope deferred, peace deferred, joy deferred, love deferred. I want us to be full. I want it to be where our hearts swell with joy. I want us to be different. I want to be different. I want you to be different. I want you to stand up straighter. And I want you to sit up straighter. And I want you to be confident in who and what you are. God, I know I'm a mess, but you're not done with me. And I'm not done with you either. God, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to submit my life to you. I'm sorry, God, you want all of it? I was going to give you 50-50. 20-80. 90-10? God, can I keep 1% of it? He says, nope. And that's where we struggle, because he says, I want it all. But it's where we say, God, I'm listening to you or I'm not. God, I want a difference in my life or I don't. God, I want to be different or I don't. I submit fully to you, God. Oh, and by the way, God, I'm going to focus on you, because I don't want to miss out on hope. God, I'm also going to commit to living a life that honors you, that glorifies you. Because I want to honor you. I want to please you, God. I'm tired of being a people pleaser. God, I want to please you. So I'm going to commit my life to you. God, I'm going to try and be obedient to your word. God, when I'm not, I'm going to recognize it. And I'm going to ask for forgiveness from you, God, from others, whoever it is. You see, I don't want the Lord's Supper to be the same every time we come forward. I want it to be an experience where we say, God, I'm in your presence. God, I stand before you. God, I'm standing on holy ground in your presence. Advent season went by. We put up four banners for 4 weeks. We lit some candles. We read some scriptures. Now, what are those 4 weeks again? Oh, my gosh. I told you a couple weeks ago, that I kind of did the Advent message at Chuck's service. But I said, that's what God wants us to have and to be. He wants us to have hope in tomorrow, hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He wants us to have peace. You see, I can't get peace for my family, my work, my friends, whatever, but I can get peace from Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, I can get peace from him that I can only get from him. And man, that joy that he gives me, no matter what my circumstances are, God, I can be filled with joy. And then that last one, we talk about love. God, I'm so thankful that you love me. And that you love the rest of us sinners. I'm glad that we've responded to you. But God, you have a greater calling for us. You have things that you want us to do. When they're talking about arise, shine, for the hope has come. Would you do me a favor, church? Would you stand up? Would you stand up right now? And as we read that scripture, it says, arise, shine. And I want us to arise. I want us to stand before him. Arise, shine, for your hope has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And we, like Zion, are to be both the receiver and the giver of hope and of light. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Church, today some of you need to rest in hope. He says, lift your eyes all around, and you shall see, and you shall become radiant. You shall be hope to others, because you have received the gift. positioned yourself rightly. And then you had the right purpose to turn around and give that gift to others. We must set ourselves in motion, get active and position ourselves to receive the hope that is Jesus Christ, and then purpose ourselves to be hope to others, looking for opportunities, and then be still and listen for God to speak to us, and then respond to Him. Today, arise, shine, for the hope has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today's message. God, we thank you for being the hope in our life. God, we thank you for those that have positioned themselves rightly to receive hope. God, today we thank you for those that have purposed themselves to be hope and to give hope to others. And I pray today, God, that we are drawn closer to you and closer to your likeness through this message today, through your word today. Today as we sing, you may want prayer. Prayer that you get set in motion. Prayer that you position yourself to be open and submit to God's will in your life. You may need prayer for purpose in your life, to be able to go share that with others and to be that hope to others. Today, you may need prayer because you're weak, you're sick, or you're asleep among us. Whatever your prayer needs today, please come forward. Allow us to pray for you. Don't leave this place today without allowing us to pray for you. We are a prayer of faith. We are here to pray for you and your needs and a change in your life that draws you closer to God's likeness and sharing His love. God, I pray today that we are different today. In Jesus' name, amen.